Chapter 17. The End. I texted Dad at lunchtime. I've got a ticket for the new James Bond 5:30 showing. It's over 2 hours, plus 30 minutes of adverts. I'll be home about 8:30, okay?
You sure about that? Dad texted back.
You all right out by yourself at night?
I can come and get you when it finishes.
8:30 isn't night. I'll be fine.
Well, all right. Any problems, text me. I'll come get you.
Thanks.
Enjoy yourself.
I put the phone in my pocket and went to see the film. That way I'd be able to tell Dad and Rachel all about it when I got back from the Chinese restaurant, and my cover story would remain intact. I would make a good Secret Service agent, but I still wanted to make the world a better place with smart inventions, and with my super knowledge, I could do that for real now. After the film, I took the tube to Leicester Square. Chinatown was just behind it, a long pedestrian road with nothing but Chinese restaurants and Chinese stores. There were these big, elaborate, colourful gates at the end, and they'd strung lanterns everywhere. I don't like Chinese food. First, there's the rice problem, and everything is so slippery. I can't use chopsticks either, and it's embarrassing having to ask for proper cutlery every time. I didn't want to go into the restaurant and wait for Michael and Giotti, because then I'd have to order something. So I stood just down the road and waited for them. Michael had booked a table for 6 o'clock so they could get to the theatre in Shaftesbury Avenue in plenty of time for Nobody's Freedom at 7:30. I had my phone out, pretending to read it so I didn't seem suspicious. There were a lot of people in Chinatown. I didn't see Michael and Giotti at first. Then Vladimir walked past me. I gasped. And then the worst thing happened. He stopped and slowly looked around. Vladimir McCann was staring right at me. He frowned like he was dragging up the memory of who I was from some deep place in his brain. Does he know I'm Big Russell? I ran. I was scared. I had to get clear. My soul is immortal, but my Julian body certainly isn't. I didn't want to die. I didn't care that I was banging into people. I knocked into Giotti as I went. Her face only registered when I was past. I glanced back and saw Michael giving me an angry glance as he steadied her. Behind him, Vladimir was still frowning at me, but he was turning now, trying to avoid being seen by his stalking targets. Just for a moment, Michael and I were looking right at each other. But I didn't stop running. I was frightened what Vladimir would do. After all, Michael remembered coming out of the office just after 12:30. It's going to be a short lunch. The bank's base interest rise that morning has caught everyone by surprise. The stock market is going wild, and the rise is throwing a dozen deals we've got in the pipeline. They all have to be reviewed, and there is no time. There never is in this business. And it just had to be now, after last night and Giotti telling me she's pregnant. It's damn hard to concentrate on anything right now. I'm on the steps outside the building's main entrance when I hear a siren in the distance. Police or ambulance, I can never tell. Behind me, Nancy, the door warden, calls out, "Hey, you! Yes, you! I know you! What are you doing?" Then she's yelling in shock. Something heavy thuds onto the ground. I turn around. Vladimir McCann is standing 2 yards behind me. His arm is held out, a revolver in his hand, pointing at my head. I freeze.
He snarls in fury, lurches, fires. The muzzle flash is as bright as the sun. Pain stabs into me. Then there is only blackness.